Welcome to Shoulda Said, a podcast that combines a stand-up comedy joke jam with an improvised scene based on the ideas that come up in that stand-up comedy. In it, you'll hear aspiring comedians try out their bits and premises on other aspiring comedians, and then they'll get suggestions and feedback on their ideas. At the end, we'll explore the ideas even more by making up a scene based on things we hear in that comedy, right on the spot, and we take off the training wheels entirely. Shoulda Said is hosted by Brooke Confers and me, Joe Drew, and features a rotating cast of regulars. It's based on ideas that we stole shamelessly from the podcast Working It Out and Hey Riddle Riddle. We hope you enjoy it. Uncle Steph to you with a fresh pack of gum. Welcome to Shoulda Said, episode 4. I'm Joe Drew. I'm your host. Our co-host, Brooke Confers, is on location at Clown College. To my left is...
Forrest Olson, and my eyes are very dry.
And I'm Christopher McDonald, and I am 1/8 Barbadian.
I'm Lisa, and I love ASMR.
I wouldn't do you like that, Sanka chicken.
Who has a bit?
Who does have a bit?
Who
has lots of bits?
Oh, Chris has a bit.
I was looking through my notes, and I got really excited. Yeah, let's just do it. So, have you guys heard of the Citizen app?
No.
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't know what it is.
So it's an app. It's big in the States. People download it, and they can basically share, like, warnings or dangers in the neighborhood with, like, people that are their neighbors.
Mm.
And I personally don't like it. I actually prefer the immigrant app.
The tension builds.
It's really cool. It shows you, like, where all the good food is in the city.
Wow,
so you can, like, go see that. And it tells you where all the racist people are as well, so you can avoid those. And it also shows you where all the cats and dogs are in the area. Which is a bit of a weird feature.
Just in case you're hungry.
Yeah. That's it. It does lead into another joke that I have written, but that's one.
Do you want us to give feedback on just that first?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Haitian immigrants?
Apparently eating, like, people's
the
pets.
Trump
Sir, I didn't mean to say apparently that Trump claims
Trump in the debate
that Trump that Trump uncorroboratedly claimed were eating pets.
Trump, like,
I've heard people are eating pets.
They're eating the dogs.
Yeah.
Exactly. I saw it on TV.
Because I think, like, that punchline is, like, a dig to the old Asian stereotype. When we were kids, it's, like, a bit, like, lowbrow. But I think saying it, given the Haitian immigrant lies, is, like, higher brow.
Yeah. I think, it's going to be topical. So eventually it'll have, like, an expiry date. But right now, I think we all knew what you were talking about.
I think that you might want a tag about Trump,
like after.
The dog and cat, you let people sort of, like, put it together, and then you hit them with.
I want to know how it would know where the racist people are. Like, I want it to, like, I want to hear the data that it collected that determines what neighborhoods and shit racist people live in.
Because the real Citizen app, you just kind of, like, I think you join a neighborhood.
Right.
Or maybe it, like, geographically, uses your location.
Sure.
Be like, do you want to warn everyone of this thing that's happening in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It starts off racist, is what you're saying.
It might be funny. Might be funny if they, like, they avoid the racist areas, but they also avoid the areas where, like, there's very left-leaning people that need to prove they're not racist.
Yeah.
Do you want the Citizen app users to be, like, the ones you are punching up against? Like, they are the rich assholes. They are the ones in their, like, gated communities kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the Citizen app stereotype is, like, stay at home WASP mom.
I think you have to, like, build that as well. Like, you have to describe the type of person who uses it. And
a lot of people may not be familiar with what the Citizen app is, and there may be some jokes in there too, about that.
Like the Facebook group kind of thing.
Because there's stuff that's very familiar to people like us.
You'll get to say, you might even get to say the word cul-de-sac, which I think is a fun, like, that's a punchy word.
I
love when I get to say cul-de-sac.
You guys might not be able to tell this, but that was genuine.
Really rolls off the tongue. I was like, that's one thing, like, when I was talking to a comedian, I don't want to, like, name drop, but, like, I was telling you guys I was at a wedding with a comedian recently who's been around for a decade or more, and he was talking about, like, how really as his comedy progressed, he started, like, realizing that the more he actually, like, dived into his past and dived into, like, how he felt and dived into the more deeper stuff, yeah, the better he was at comedy. And I'm like, yeah, like, I have a lot of shit that I can use, but it's like scary to go there for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
But I want to start using like more stuff from my past and try, yeah, to like build that up, because I think that's where a lot of the meat is.
Yeah, totally. I did that at one, not like deep stuff, but just like going through the grades and like stuff that I remembered. I think I found some like pretty good stuff. Like I was a mathlete.
Yeah.
For 1 year.
Already.
And yeah, yeah, exactly. Like that's just like a really good seed, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I feel like Lisa might have been talking about trauma. Yeah.
That's why I preface it with like, well, mine's not bad. It's really scary actually to talk about how I was a mathlete.
Oh man, I wanna write a joke at some point about these like sandwiches that my dad used to make, and I call them my like sad dad sandwiches, and they were it was old rotisserie chicken, so it was like day old rotisserie chicken
left out all night.
No, like put it in the fridge.
Oh, whoa,
fancy over here.
Salmonella, but it was like on a piece of toast with a layer of mayo, mm-hmm, and then rotisserie chicken, like shredded rotisserie chicken, and then like two thick slabs of mozzarella cheese microwaved that at that point. So toasted the bread and then microwave it so the cheese melts, and then honey on top of that.
Oh,
wow, that sounds really good actually.
With the like with hot mayo under, like it was like, I don't know.
Was the honey microwaved as well?
No, the honey was liquid. Put on the hot cheese so it was all melty and drippy.
Nice.
Wow.
I also have very distinct memories. My dad has a big sweet tooth, and I have distinct memories of my dad, like, taking, like, kind of shitty bread, like, that you can kind of, like, press, you know, and, like, make, like, almost, like, making a bowl with it, and then, like, filling that bread bowl with honey, and then, like, having to, like, lift it up to his face really fast so that it would, he'd, like, get it in before it would drip.
He would just drink the honey out of the bowl?
No. The bowl is bread. The but, bowl like, is a piece of
bread bowl.
Huh? The mozzarella and all that stuff.
No. Just like
just a little honey in just the bread.
Just a
bread.
Little sweet and he would just, snack.
Yeah. And he would like lift it up really quickly so that the honey wouldn't drip all over the carpet in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Carpet and kitchen?
Good old carpet and kitchen. Yeah.
We had a weird old house.
Classic Wisconsin. I have no idea
it's
what Wisconsin.
Not.
I know.
It's just like an odd choice from a previous homeowner.
That's just going to be something that I do. I'm just going to say fine. Everything from your childhood is classic Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Dead moms, classic Wisconsin.
Catholic, classic.
Yeah. I feel like a Wisconsin thing is like taking Wonder Bread and like deforming it as like a recipe.
Art.
Just like flattening it and like rolling things in it or like tearing it up or like whatever.
And I mean like that does like seem a, like trashy. That does seem like
I didn't say
cooking.
Trashy, yeah. But yeah. But when you were talking about like deforming it into a bowl,
no,
I was like, yeah.
No, Wisconsin cooking is more like Pillsbury Doughboy crescent roll based casseroles and hot dishes. Yeah. I'm going to make it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've had it before. It was awesome.
Don't worry, this one won't have bugs in it. That's a reference. That's a reference to the last time I made it. One of our friends brought mushrooms, and we decided to do mushrooms. Chris didn't do the mushrooms. But four of us were doing mushrooms, and then Chris was sober. Yeah. And then we were eating, and then the mushrooms started to kick in like while we were eating, and like I completely lost my appetite and was like seeing, and like I was starting to like get the like wiggly vision, and it looked like all of the like spice and stuff that I could see in the casserole were like little bugs crawling all over it.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was losing it.
And I was like the only one just like eating, because I was like hungry, and I was just like, it was good.
Yeah. And then one friend like arrived late and decided to take the mushroom. So he was kind of behind the rest of us that were already tripping. And apparently during this whole conversation, Chris like kept looking at him being like, aren't these guys crazy? and then he was like, I'm going to be there soon, man. Like, you're going to be all alone.
That's like such a depressing thought. You're like, stay with me just a little longer.
Like, we're both on the raft, you know? Yeah. We're both on the door.
He's Jack from, like, the Titanic. You see him sinking
down. Oh, yeah. He was, his legs were in the water for sure.
Yeah.
At that point.
So any other suggestions for Chris's?
What joke, like, what type of bit does it lead into? Because you said it's a lead-in. Oh,
I mean, a pretty basic joke of, like, we should probably, like, if the immigrants are cooking with cats and dogs, we should probably listen to them.
Oh, because they make good food.
Yeah, because they make good food. So maybe we should leave them alone and let them do their thing, which has been done before. I think that's a pretty, I don't know.
A thought that I haven't gotten out of my head is, well, there's two of them. One of them is, I don't know if you know the app Field. F-E-E-L-D. It's
oh, is that the kink dating app?
Kink and Poly. But like, you could like make a parallel to like dating apps and of some form, right? Like there's just like so many. I was looking them up today. There's like the high class dating app where you have to connect your LinkedIn and
a real thing, a league.
It is. It's League. Exactly. Yeah, for only the waspiest wasps.
I think the League might also take like financial information.
I wouldn't
really
be surprised.
Like,
like your salary.
That's kind of it. I have good notes. Like, I like making jokes about the Citizen app that kind of introduces the audience so that the immigrant app hits a little bit harder and also gives the whole thing time to breathe.
It's also like another thing, like, I feel like people use Twitter kind of for this. And like, since Twitter's going down the tubes, it's like created a vacuum for like new things to pop up. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like Twitter used to be like a really good source of like instant news. Like if like something was happening in your city, there was like almost certainly someone like tweeting like what was happening, or following like the police Twitter account of your like local jurisdiction also like was a good way of getting like really up to date information.
Yeah, I remember even like 4 or 5 years ago, like if there was like a blackout, you'd like look to Twitter, or like if something happened, you'd be like, oh, what's going on Twitter?
Yeah,
I've never got into it. I never understood it.
Oh, really?
I never like was able to.
I never really got into it either.
Yeah, like get on it and be able to get info. That was never a thing.
So I was on it, but I never like got into like posting on it.
I did have a Twitter account that I think was called Dog News. And it was just tweets like from a dog, like an anchor dog. You know, and it's like the squirrel was seen today again outside of the house. You didn't catch him. More on that tomorrow.
You did this?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
Stay tuned for dog news.
For dog news. Dog, dude. I think I tweeted three times. Dog news would go viral.
It would.
Yeah. I think I tweeted like 3 times, and I told myself to do it like once a week and like make it a thing. It didn't.
It'd go viral now if it was Nazi dog news.
What's an example of a Nazi dog tweet?
Yeah. My owner, I don't see color, but I'm pretty sure that my owner's not white.
That's really good.
Yeah. I don't. That is really good.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't see color. I don't know. I like the idea of like a person posting citizen concerns, like a very homebody person. Posting citizen app concerns about reasonable things that would happen in a neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Should have said, Lisa, you are the homebody who, I'm very sorry. She's nodding in a very like, of course I am. I'm a white woman. It's fine. The homebody who is very concerned about what she's seeing.
As a side note, have I ever told you guys that I was on Global News complaining about drones and the Young and Eglinton area?
Oh, no.
This is so perfect.
Wow. Yeah. You're prepared.
I'm okay with being typecast because I deserve it.
you are seeing things out your back window and people and you're reacting to it on Citizen. And then Forrest, you are an immigrant doing entirely reasonable things and reacting to her freaking the fuck out about what you are doing. And you are Forrest, you are cooking as a beginning part of this.
Yeah.
All right. I bring you to citizen slash immigrant.
What is he doing out there?
This is going to be a great stew.
There's a lot of smoke coming from over there. I'm very nervous. Doug! I'm very nervous about what's going on in that man's backyard.
Oh, something smells really good.
Do you see the smoke? I got to get on the you know that app that I just downloaded, that app? Margot from next door told me to get it because we were both concerned about him. Honestly, he's been there for 2 months and I've seen him out there billowing smoke. And, you know, you heard what Donald said on the TV the other day. And I'm just, you know, we have Mitzi, we have Bob, we have Terrace, and we have little bobble socks. And I'm concerned.
Yes, as you should be.
So I think I'm just going to get on the Citizen app and I'm going to start posting about it. And maybe I'll take some snaps. Do you think I should say... Oh my God, is he knocking at the...
Just calm down.
Doug, I'm
gonna,
so scared.
I'm going to get the door.
I'm going to go hide bobble socks.
I'm sure it's going to be okay. Get the gun.
We've got several.
Any of them. The biggest one you have. Hello?
Hello. I'm the immigrant who lives next door.
We know.
I'm making a really delicious stew.
Out of what?
Out of what? In my country, we make stews with goat meat. Have you ever had goat meat?
No.
It's
Where
delicious.
Are you from?
It's so succulent.
America?
Yeah, I'm from Wisconsin.
Is he goats in Wisconsin?
Yeah. It's the dairy state. And we're goats make milk and great stews.
We were very concerned. Why was there so much fire? What are you doing in there?
Well, well, in Wisconsin, there's a traditional means of overboiling. And it's actually a spectacle. It's a local spectacle, and people like come around and they build a fire around a big pot, and then at some point they throw a cup of kerosene on the fire and it makes a big fireball, and then it boils over, and it's a really fun spectacle. You guys should come over. I'll do one of these goat boils for you,
Doug.
You'd love it, trust me.
I kind of regret asking, actually.
You have beautiful cats. I think we walked that tightrope very well.
Pick you up late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai.
Forrest.
Yeah.
You have a bit?
Let's see if this has any legs. I think it's a fun topic. Okay, so this is just premise. Talking behind people's backs is good. Like, I think that's a good, like, tension building, like, divide the crowd line off the top. But, like, emotional needs based on deficits from childhood, aka neglected by parents, lonely as a child. It's important to ask for the little emotional fantasies you need to feel whole and cared for. For instance, getting picked up from the airport, making dinner, licking my butt, and telling me I'm a good boy. Have I proposed this on this podcast before?
You've done the talking behind.
I've talked about this yeah. before.
No, I don't. That's a new joke to me.
But it's also reasonable for the other person. Okay. So like getting picked up from the airport, make dinner, lick my butt, and tell me I'm a good boy. It's also reasonable for the other person, having agreed to do these things, to be a little annoyed by it or want to make fun of it, and that's fine. We all do it. You should find the combination of me wanting to be called a good boy while my butt is licked to be funny. And if you had to tell someone else or make fun of it for you to feel okay, that's good too. That's what you need. But if I hear about what you said to the other person, I shouldn't get mad. If you talk to me about it in a more heartfelt way, that's more sympathetic to my feelings. That's how you really feel. And frustration and emotions expressed behind my back to other people are how you arrived there. No one is making fun of me. you know, pointing and laughing, saying, ha ha, look at you. You were lonely as a child. So this is, I guess a topic I would like to discuss with not a lot of jokes built into it.
No, I think there's...
But I do, like, I really like the idea of, like, justifying talking behind people's backs. And I also, like, I feel like I find myself when I'm, like, giving advice to people a lot of the time. Like, I feel like now that I'm in my 30s, I don't run into this problem as much anymore. But, like, anytime someone hears secondhand information about, like, what someone said about them behind their backs, like, fucking just pretend you didn't hear it. Like, I think there is value in venting, certainly. Mm-hmm. Like, getting anger out, not to, like, not giving the first draft of feelings to someone.
Yeah. So I just realized I wasn't clear on the connection between the talking behind someone's back and you getting your job and being told a good voice.
Yeah, talking behind your partner's back, right?
Talking behind anyone's back. Yeah. Talking behind anyone's back, but like
want to lick your butt?
Certainly. Yeah. Well, I mean, I should come up with a real interest of mine, but that was like a joke.
We're learning
like
stuff right now.
Is the point you want to make that it's good for both the person talking and the person?
Yeah, it's like necessary.
Yeah.
No, I like the idea. Like, I've actually...
It can certainly be abused. It's probably worth suggesting that it can, like, be abused. But, like, on the whole...
On the whole.
That's going in. That's going in the future joke.
I think there's something in, like, being okay with people talking behind your back and talking behind other people's backs, as long as nobody just like fucks around and gets caught, like, you know, like that, because that's where the real problem, like, if I hear you're talking behind my back, yeah, I'm gonna be pissed off. So just keep it to yourself, like, figure, like, be sneaky about it, you know?
Well, yeah. I know, but like, there's also some level of just like accepting that everything, that it all happens, like that it all, like that it just is going to happen. It's inevitable that it's going to happen, so it's reasonable that,
yeah,
like,
but also it's kind of fun to pretend it doesn't. Like, it's like, it's like accepting it. Yes, like okay, here's how I think about it. It's like, I'm like, yes, people for sure talk behind my back, but I like to pretend that nobody has a problem with me and nobody ever talks about me or actually perceives me as a human being when I'm not around. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody breaks that, that's uncomfortable for
me. This is the perfect joke for you then, because I feel like it's like trying to be like, no, don't worry about it. Like, it's like, yeah, like, you do it.
Yeah.
Everyone does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
And then if someone comes to you and like gives you a more like thought, like if you like ask for something strange that like they need to process figuring out how to deal with.
Like licking butt.
Exactly. or that is just like emotionally difficult for them. Then when they come to you afterwards, after having like given their first draft to some other people and they're like thoughtful of you, that's like how they feel. And it demonstrates they actually care about you. And
It's working it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's working it out. Yeah. Maybe they could go on a podcast and talk about it.
Maybe a way to like tee up this joke is to say, you know, like a common piece of advice is that like you shouldn't say something to someone else that you wouldn't say to their face.
Right.
And then you can be kind of like ranty and say like,
that's so stupid.
That's fucking dumb. And like, here's like an example. Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
true,
like,
and honest.
Yeah.
And
like the idea I want to express is like, you should totally say things to other people, not the way you would say them to the person.
Oh yeah. And like, yeah, it not being the first draft is like, is funny, I think, because.
Like, yeah. There's definitely allusions to like first drafts of jokes, first drafts of like English papers or something, or blah blah blah.
You know, I feel like if you could have a scenario, like if you could be like, so like if I like, you know, like I have this scenario, and if I went to the person with my like raw feelings, it would be like boom boom boom, but then if I like took it to somebody else and crafted it, it would be like boom boom boom. So like, it's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, now I'm realizing what like I was thinking when I like made the last line, where I was like, no one is making fun of me saying haha, look at you were lonely as a child. So like, that's I'm like trying to make the point that like the thing that someone might be like talking about you for, like, it triggers you based on the things that like maybe didn't happen to other people, you know what I mean? So I guess the association I'm making is like, if me being like lonely as a child leads to me wanting to have my butt licked, and whoever I'm asking to do that is uncomfortable with that idea at first and is like, why does this person want me to do this? Like, that's kind of weird. Like, it's totally reasonable. Like, it's reasonable to, like, thinking that getting your butt licked is weird. I like being earnest in this. Like, I think this is funny. Yeah. I was like, it's reasonable to think getting your butt licked is weird. And so, like, yeah. Then, like, me being the person wanting their butt licked, who would, like, hear that they were talking about this strangely to someone else, shouldn't be upset. Because, like, if I'm insecure about it, I might be seeing it as, oh, people are laughing about me for something that, like, I'm now using as a coping mechanism for being lonely as a child. So it's not like they're laughing at me being like, haha, you were lonely as a child. It's like, no, they're just laughing at you because you want your butt licked.
If it helps, a surprising amount of men want their butt licked.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I like...
Percentage-wise.
More than I would have expected.
Another angle you might want to take is saying that, like, you want people to come to you with their second or third draft or their final version of the story. Like, don't tell me your true feelings without telling other people.
Yeah, I think that's also, yeah, really important. That's fun. I'll try to write this as, like, a joke, but I think it's, like, a fun topic to discuss that I'm passionate about.
Yeah. I imagine, like, getting your butt licked is going to be, that's going to dominate people's thoughts.
Getting your butt licked might be an excellent instance of something that's cut from the first draft.
Okay, but, here's the thing is every time I've come across a guy who likes to get his butt licked, I definitely told people about it. Yeah. So the girls in the audience that's will great. Be like, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's going up in the group chat for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, it's a good example of something where, like, somebody wants that, like, that.
Oh, and that's then... actually perfect because it's like, I know you're going to send this to your group chat. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. That's so fun. Like, and, like, well, it's
but, like, no judgment. It's like,
I know, but it also just, like, highlights how many, like, you think about all of, like, maybe this is an interesting idea too. Like, you think about all of the things that you know about people that they don't know that you know about them.
Yeah.
And, like, how much of that information that you have, and you just, like, see people and you're like, and you just see, like, a little screen, like, or, like, a little slideshow of all the weird things. All the, like, dramatic irony that you have on this person.
Yeah.
You know, the behind-the-scenes details.
Oh, yeah.
You
like,
know what
like,
I mean?
Like, you,
that they don't know that you know.
You meet your best friend's partner, and you're like, oh, right,
Yeah, exactly.
You're the one who got the thing stuck up your ass.
Like, we're all wearing a little mask in front of people all the time.
Yeah.
We're being like, I know some things about you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is the joke about the... I'm really trying to decode this in my head.
Yeah.
Like, is the joke that you don't want people to tell, or you don't want to hear about you getting your butt licked? You want to hear the underlying reason why you want your butt licked?
No, I want to hear the person say yes.
Yes to what? To licking your butt?
Yes, I will do that. That's what I want to hear.
You want someone to go work it out with their girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I want
I will lick that butt.
Yeah, if they're not initially down, I want them to come back a couple days later or a week later, you know, when the time is right. As long as it takes. And then so I want to hear yes.
You want them to talk about it as a
but
means
like, but
of
like from a,
them saying yes.
But like from a heartfelt. This is reminding me of another bit I tried to do. But it was
they're
it
all
was
about butt
like,
licking.
No. It's in the same vein.
I want my butt licking.
It's in the same. No. It's in the same vein. It was a very sweet thing I was having with my with an ex. I was having like a very heartfelt conversation. I love this person a lot. And they were going through a difficult time, and I was, like, helping them talk through some anxiety that they were having. And over the course of the conversation, like, things had kind of resolved, and I felt like we together had gotten to a good place. They had calmed down, but they were still feeling, like, sad. Like, they had been crying during this conversation. And it wasn't about something in our relationship. It was just, like, something that was going on in her life. And she's, like... coming out of feeling sad, and so like nose is still kind of sniffling, and she's like, I'm kind of horny now.
You're like, that's so fucking hot.
No, the opposite.
That's not as lube.
No. We had it.
My butt.
We had it.
Yeah. I just helped you with that emotional situation. Now sexually gratify me. No. I said to her, I said, okay, I am not, but we can try, you know, like I'm like, I would be happy to attempt to try to get turned on in this situation. And so she started to give me a blowjob, and it was working. I was getting turned on by the blowjob. And then, like, there was, like, a slight little, like, hit the back gag, and then... Oh. like the cry sniffles. And I was like, this is the sweetest situation I have been in my life, I think. Like, it was very warm. I felt
yeah,
very,
you
like...
were in her mouth.
It was very warm and wet.
No, it was just like, it was like, no, she was like, is this good?
Oh.
Or something. No, she didn't say that, but like, that was like the feeling of it, you know what I mean? She was like, am I getting you turned on? And I was just like, this is the sweetest fucking situation I think I have been in.
It's
ever.
Also the sweetest fucking situation.
Yeah. It's so hard. Like, I'm like, truly though, like, it was a nice little moment. And I know I want to find a way to like tell this story that conveys that, because all of you are obviously not on board.
It was, yeah, when you said it was a nice moment, I was like, what?
Let me
in
see
that.
I'm gonna, oh,
was
God.
Nice for you.
Let me see.
The blowjob.
I wrote this down like a year ago. Let me see if I'll see if I can find it. My girlfriend recently had a very anxious episode, a lot of difficult life situations all piling up. I went over to try to be supportive. Over the course of the night, she was crying, laughing, not eating, eating, nauseous, and then eventually horny. She turns to me and says, I'm horny now, like through tears. And I said, okay, I'm not, but we can try. And she starts rubbing my pants and then takes my dick out and starts giving me a blowjob. And let me tell you, there is nothing stranger than receiving a blowjob from someone you love and hearing alternating, like, wet mouth sounds with tear snot sniffles. Like, under any other circumstance, this should not be okay, but it does feel okay right now. That was the sentiment.
That situation is so unique and crazy. I don't know what the funny angle is.
I do find it really satisfying the way you make that noise. It's cute.
Yeah, like the noise is probably like the most important part.
Yeah, you got to do the sniffle and then.
I feel so uncomfortable trying to do like a gluck gluck noise. Like,
I don't think that there's a way that you get the funny out of it without that. Honestly,
oh yeah, you really gotta.
It is so. It is so off the wall, and I'm sure that there will be people who can absolutely identify with it though.
Yeah,
but like, you just gotta lean into like.
I think the sentiment I expressed where I was like, there is, this is perhaps the only situation in which it is okay to be receiving a blowjob from someone who has sniffle, like, tear sniffles.
Yeah.
When they proposed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like, they say,
with
like,
no history of coercion.
Like a joke is either something that everyone can identify with, or that is so crazy that no one can. And like, it has to be at one end or the other of the spectrum. And I feel like if you just lean into the "this is ridiculous" side, that you'll get to something there.
Yeah,
and you could probably tie that in to your talk behind people's back thing, right? Like, I can't believe Forrest took advantage of me. And then she comes back to you like, well, no, maybe that...
I did not take advantage of this girl.
No, but that's the first
I loved
draft,
her very
right?
much, and I had come over to her house to take care of her.
And then you took care of her.
And then she wanted to be taken care of.
Successfully.
And I required some warming up.
Did you in the end perform?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah. That was a good boy.
Should have said. Oh, God. It's two people who are talking behind each other's backs, and it starts out as first draft. Yeah, situation happens, and then you're going to talk about it behind each other's back to Forrest. Forrest is both of your friends, and you're going to come to a sort of like a second and a third draft as you individually vent to Forrest. So the first situation occurs in a French restaurant.
So we are talking
shit about Forrest?
No. Forrest is your friend.
Oh,
there was a situation that happens in a French restaurant.
Okay.
And Forrest is the perpetrator.
Forrest is the friend.
You're the sounding board.
You're the sounding board.
Oh, and they
had some sort of incident.
They were in a French restaurant. They were in a French restaurant and they wronged each other, and they're each talking to me about. We're building what the thoughtful draft.
Correct. Yes.
Will be.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, fun. Okay. Yeah. I play this role a lot, actually.
Madame, êtes-vous prêt pour to order?
I hate the French.
Why did we come here?
Because you said it was a good place. You didn't tell me it was.
You told me to find a nice place. I did a lot of research, and there's like other things on the menu. Why you can find something.
Other things on the menu doesn't matter. There's French people here.
Sir.
I think he's going to leave us alone eventually.
Would you like a beer? Or would you like le vin?
I don't know what he's saying.
I can't understand.
Yes. Yeah. We.
I'm having a bad time.
You're always having a bad time.
What? That's not fair.
Cabo?
It's Mexican.
I don't like them either. It seems like you can just find someone everywhere that you don't like.
Yeah. Sometimes. I just don't know why we have to go so many places. We could just stay home.
I don't like our home.
What?
Yeah.
I work so hard.
Yeah, and you never let me pick anything for the home. That's the problem.
Well, the things that you pick are bad. And
I'm sorry that I like a little culture, okay? And I'm sorry you are, for some reason, avoided to all of them. So, yeah, I wanted a sombrero hat. Yes, I wanted a French flag.
Yeah, but all of those things in our master bedroom is a lot. I don't want to be looking at the French flag while I'm licking your butt.
Madame, monsieur, you are bringing too much noise, bruit.
I can't understand you.
You are both going to have to leave.
Sprechen the English, French man.
Vous? I gauche.
I'm going to write about this place on the Citizen app. All right?
I think we need to just, like, you know, take some time. Cool off.
The camera pans.
And then we'll talk about it later.
The camera pans to a new scene where they are no longer at the restaurant and they are venting to their friend.
Yeah. So she said that I can't pick anything good ever, and she hates me, and
How does it make you feel about her?
Hurt.
Hurt? What do you want to say to her? Like, what does your angry side really want to say to her?
Fuck you. Right? I should say that?
No. No. No, you don't want to say that. Because you love her, right? Like, you bought the ring already. You're like, you want to get married. This, like, there are bumps in the road.
That's true.
But it's okay to be angry.
That's true. Should I say, stop talking about the flag while you're eating my ass?
I think a different way.
Is that good?
I like where your head's at. Like, I think we've gotten to the core issue, right? Like, there's a time and a place.
Yeah. Should I say, like, be connected with me while you're eating my ass?
I think that's a lot better. Yeah, like, be here with me, you know? Like, it's just us. With me. Yeah, like, the French have nothing to do with this.
I mean, it is kind of like a French kiss when you think about
in
it.
In a sense.
But,
in a sense.
Yeah.
Boy.
But that's it. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. I think I know what I'm going to say.
Good.
Okay.
I'm glad we got there.
The camera pans again to a third scene.
I'm just so sick of him getting all these different hats and flags from all these different cultures. Why can't we just have a nice Canadian home with little portraits of animals around and maybe some porcelain animals as well. So you know?
You guys have aesthetic values that differ.
Yeah, I'd say.
This is like, I feel like in relationships, you know, people are not going to be aligned on everything, right? And we all know about like man caves and the garage and things like
we live in a 600 square foot condo.
Well, then yeah, do you think you can? Does he have other redeeming qualities?
He's got a great asshole.
Well, that's lovely. You know, everyone's got something, don't they? And is there anything else?
Do you think I should tell him that I'm only with him for his asshole?
Well, I mean, he and I are good friends as well, and I know how much he likes that.
Yes.
Like, I know how much, yeah, he's loves big, that. Yeah, he's a big, yeah. Big, like, butt, like, his ass worship, big fan.
Yes. Do if you that think can I get should you through, use that to my advantage?
I think it's a great way to manipulate him. If you would like to, I think it's a great bargaining chip. If you ever wanted to be not having a conversation about, if he's taking a conversation in a different direction, I feel like you could propose eating his ass at any time, and you know you'd probably get what you want, or at least be able to stop that conversation from happening.
That's really great advice.
Yeah, and pleasure's important. You know, like he's a simple guy. I think you're good. Yeah, I think that's the answer to your problems.
Love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to use that.
Hell yeah.
To
I
my
love
advantage.
It.
Camera pans. In a Spanish restaurant.
Spanish, not Mexican.
Spanish, not Mexican. Yes, yeah. Yes. Europe, not North America.
Yeah. I love the Spanish.
Hello, welcome to our...
You love the Spanish?
It's the one other culture that I enjoy. But you never asked.
I didn't know that about you. Wow. I didn't know you were so cultured. This is
a lot of secrets.
You have secret? Like, what else?
Do you want to go home and maybe put on some music, take down the French flag, and...
Okay. I don't know. Well, I'm not...
Oh, listen. Keep listening.
Okay.
And then I'll eat ass.
Check.
Madame, monsieur.
Why is there a French person here?
Shit. You work here too?
And scene.
I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai.
This just in from Clown College. Brooke has called and has...
Something
has
to say.
Question mark?
Hi again. Okay, it might not be a sketch, it might be a bit, I have to work it out, but yesterday it was the most amazing sunset, it was beautiful, we were sitting on a beach bar, like, just enjoying the views, and this guy was out there with his violin, he's like, it doesn't matter who this big fat guy, but we were hoping that maybe he was, like, mentally challenged, because otherwise... This is just, like, psychotic. He started off by playing Beauty and the Beast, like, on violin, the, like, Tales of This Time bullshit. And then he, like, went on to Celine Dion and played My Heart Will Go On. And then he played something that sounded like Ed Sheeran. I don't know. Like, there was basically five songs that he played. And he just kept playing them. Like, people were tipping... And clapping and dancing and loving, like, having their best lives, and Gina and I were like, my ears are bleeding, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and yet I don't know if it's a bit, maybe it's not a bit, but it's just still like, wow, like, it's so wild, like, why aren't you playing Spanish music, but like something authentic. I mean, I know it sounds bitchy to complain, but it was just like, it was crazy.
Should have set a seed. Okay, so Joe, you are Gene. Forrest, you are Brooke. Chris, you are the violinist. And this is all happening on the beach during sunset. And go ahead.
Oh my god, is he playing music from Shrek?
I think it's really nice, Brooke. Like, he's having a good time. Look how big his smile is.
But, like, he's Spanish. He should play Spanish music. We're in Spanish. Spain.
We are in Spanish. We have become Spanish, you know? And, like, you gotta listen to the notes he's not playing. He's not playing like...
I don't care about the note. I care about the notes he is playing, and they sound like they're from Shrek. Like,
you don't...
I didn't come to Spain to hear Shrek.
You told me to get frosted tips that time, and I did.
They look so good. They look so good. They look so good, sweetie.
And I played that Genie Somebody Frostini song, and you were like, oh, Gene, with those frosted tips and that Somebody... I just need to deep throat you right now.
My friend, yeah, I know. Like, shout out to Sarah for teaching me how to deep throat.
It's a
real, it saved my marriage. It saved our marriage, didn't it, Gene?
It was a game changer.
I can really tell this music is helping this couple along. They're really making eyes to each other. Okay, I'll keep playing Shrek.
This is driving me crazy. I can't get over it. Sir,
they're getting so hot and heavy. I'll play louder.
Sir, hablas English. Play Spanish music. You're fucking Spanish.
Okay, my boss tells me to play.
It's cultural appropriation that you're not playing Spanish music in Spain.
It's cultural appropriation for you to tell me what is Spanish music.
No, I'm a white woman. I am definitive. Oh, really? I am the definitive authority on what is and is not culturally appropriate.
Sir, are you nagging my wife?
You know what?
Okay, Gene, I'll give you Spanish hard, music? Fast, deep throat if you fuck this guy up on my behalf.
I'm going to fuck this guy up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now it's like one of my books. Let's invite him back. Sir, what else? Sir, do those tuning things come off the end of your violin?
No.
That's okay. That
sounds fine. And
see. I'll step to you with a fresh pack of gum. If somehow I knew you were looking for some. Oh no!
Lisa, have you got a bit?
I do.
All right.
So yeah, it's like a written bit. It's not a premise. So, but it's short. So I will just go into it. So. I find it very unsettling when babies are born with hair. They look like newscasters or male figure skaters from the 80s. I think that it's just uncanny valley because babies don't need that hair. That's the time in your life that you need hair the least, actually. Like, you can't even hold your own head up. How are you going to whip your hair out of your face to get to the tit? Here's what we should do. We should shave every baby down that comes out with hair bald. To make the wigs that we need for the cancer patients. Because that's nice hair. Like, you could sell wigs made out of that hair, okay? It's really fresh, and it's been marinating. Second income stream idea for delivery doctors. Just take the hair before you give the babies to the moms. Everything's all bloody and chaotic in there. Nobody's going to notice if you just and then pocket it. You know what I mean? And then just give them back. Even if you cut them a little, you could just say that it happened on the way out. You know, you can be a little haphazard with it.
That was your pussy, actually.
Your sharp pussy.
You got to diversify in this economy. So that's where I'm at with that so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
I like the fluid that encompasses the baby on the way out being like shaving gel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're born with shaving gel.
Yeah, it's pre-attached. Yeah.
I also like the idea of, like, the dad or mom being like, didn't they have hair? And they're like, no, that was blood. Or, like, that was placenta.
Yeah.
I promise this is your baby.
Yeah.
There's also, like, a kind of, like, a meme, Instagram meme these days of, like, you know, like, why does my boyfriend need a car? Where is he going to go anyways? Like, yeah. Why, like, you don't, what like, you, your whole world is right here. So, yeah, like, you say, like, what do you need? Like, baby, like, what do you need that hair for? Like, I think pays, like, you can relate it to that, which I think people will be like.
We circumcise babies. Like, why do they need hair?
That's good. That's, I like that.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A, yeah, that's yeah, a, yeah, that's yeah. A
like, you can do anything to a baby. It doesn't have memories.
People, like, moms have a tough time cutting their baby's hair for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, so. you're doing them a favor.
Too, yeah.
So, yeah. And but the fact that, yeah, we're cutting foreskin, but not hair, it's good.
Yep.
I like both of those.
Now that we got into circumcision, should we do a scene?
Oh, oh gosh.
What's
Joe's scene, the
Chris?
Baby.
Yeah, and the baby that comes out with a full beard.
Boris is the moil.
A full beard. The moil.
The moil in a Catholic state.
Yeah.
Where Judaism is outlawed. Wisconsin.
No, there were like two.
There were any Jews.
Statistically, there was at least 1% Jews.
Chris, you had a should have said in mind.
No, I was just doing it as a joke.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that was a bit.
Yeah. Now you have to.
Now I'm gonna put the pressure's on. Yeah. For now, your bit.
Yeah,
I should have said. Okay, Joe, you are the doctor. Feeling some you have some incentive to shave the baby at first. You just delivered the baby,
like I was the mother.
You were the mother. Yeah.
Okay.
At least it'd be whatever you want.
Okay.
What a beautiful baby boy.
Mary, he's got a hair.
No.
I wasn't expecting that.
It's just the pregnancy hormones. It's making you see things that aren't there. Mary, close your eyes, relax. Nurse Ratchet, bring Mary some Quaaludes, please.
Give me the drugs.
How many, doctor?
This baby's not in me anymore.
16 Quaaludes. Precisely.
You've never. Are you sure?
I'm always sure. I went to doctor school. I think you know that.
Give me the drugs. Give me the drugs. I need them.
Okay.
I'm in so much pain.
Nurse Jackie. Have you got the razor?
I've got the razor, doctor. You said that the shaving gel was already included.
The baby. Don't take nurse. Other nurse, take that cloth away.
Her heart rate's like real low.
Slap her a couple of times.
Okay. It's back. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Thank goodness. Yeah. That was the slapping.
Did
course.
You just refer to me as an it?
Quickly,
I am a.
Quickly,
you weren't. You were even
I have
alive.
I am
bag.
A woman, and I. And I just gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
Uh oh.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Did he have
oh,
hair?
God.
Bring those cloths over quickly.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. The doctor's just taking care.
I think my baby had hair. Did he have teeth?
No, he specifically had no hair, and he also had one ear.
What?
So.
Oh, no. He's fucked up.
It's actually way more common than you think.
Yes, we my deliver baby babies with one ear. All the time. It happens really regularly.
I was going to name him Earl.
That's only got one ear in it, so it should be fine.
And see.
Gonna take you for a real good meal. Joe, do you have a
Joe, you got
a joke or a bit?
Show us your bits.
I have a Joe-length bit.
A Joe-length bit?
I have a Joe.
All right, everybody.
Get settled. Yeah.
Pause if you live. Pause if you need a break. If you need to take a potty break.
I don't have this in my head, so it's going to be a little bit of reading. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do the act outs. In the very first episode of Should Have Said, the topic of like circumcision came up, and it came up not too long ago, actually. The idea of like cutting off the end of
your penis. A few minutes ago.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and Sandra actually said like, but like. if you're using lube, why do you chafe? If you like, I know that you're circumcised, but like why would you chafe? And like, I don't think that you understand just like how much it matters to me how carefully I masturbate. Like, I have so much like non-lube experience with this particular set of organs. This equipment, like, if I give up even a little bit of control, it risks getting a suboptimal experience, and that just won't do. If there's one thing that my ADD brain loves, it's getting great at things that really don't matter. And here I would put my bread bit. I by the way, I can't overemphasize how much more rewarding it is to learn to be amazing at masturbating than it is to learn to bake bread well. Like, I spent probably the last 33 years becoming, like, really incredible at making my body feel good. But by the way, my grandmother, she referred to, like, your dirty areas as the body because... It would be a sin as a Catholic to talk about your penis and your vulva or your vagina. So you just say the body. And my mom's five sisters were like, we can't do what mom says. We'll call it the body because we're rebellious, but we're still Catholic. And
you know, the body body, yeah.
The body body, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you say body and I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Body.
This is how storytelling goes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they're the easygoing sort of church folk. You know, like, it's okay to have sex if you're engaged. You know,
if I could interject, I do think saying yes, I said body would be like a funny thing.
That
would be like a funny thing.
Yes,
I like
that very much. Thank you. Yeah. Speaking of which, I've been rubbing my body for like 33 years, and I feel like I'm finally getting good at it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. But the real problem is that like the male orgasm is one and done. And like,
so it's sad.
Like, especially if you're over 40, which, and I have it on good authority that women can go again and again. And like, if you're just like not good at having individual orgasms, you can just go for volume. It's sort of like women get to subscribe to Amazon Prime for coming.
Instead of HBO. Or like,
yeah, exactly. But like the male version is like, you want a tomato on your sandwich, so you have to plant a tomato seed. Like, I feel like I have to specially craft my orgasms. I have to, like cultivate these things. Like, I know exactly what to do and when, and I'm always trying to top myself because, as I mentioned, ADHD. And I've tried lube, but honestly, like, it threw off my reflexes. It was like trying to ride a bike on ice. You know how to do it, but everything's just a little bit too slippery. And I'm worried I'm gonna make a mess for no good reason. and that's it.
Okay, one thing that I feel like you could add on to the women having multiple orgasms thing is like men are one and done, but like one thing is like women, you never know how many more they got left in them. So sometimes you're like, okay, how much more?
You know
what I mean? Like, so if you're like, what was the analogy? You used like picking a tomato or something?
They have to plant a tomato seed to get
It's like, how, like, what's something where you like, you don't know how much is like actually down there?
Oh, like a potatoes or...
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, like with women, it's like, it's a mystery. You never know how many potatoes are under the dirt or some shit, you know?
What a sexy analogy. Potatoes.
Through dirt. Yeah.
I feel like the cultivating the orgasm is funny.
Mm.
It kind of reminded me of like Christmas Day. And how much like lead up.
I like that.
And I guess you could use whatever holiday is coming up whatever.
Yeah.
But like Christmas is especially like there's a like the build up. I feel like every person really feels the build up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas music starts playing. Mm-hmm. You see Christmas decorations in stores. Like, yeah, it's like a.
Yeah.
It's building.
It does have a spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I feel like relating it to Christmas.
Orgasm.
I can relate to this. Like, I remember, like, at an age when I, like, discovered edging and, like, trying to, like, make it last longer and, like, enjoy it more.
Yeah.
And I think relating to the Christmas spirit has 36. A lot of... 36.
That was the age.
36? Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. happy you're having fun.
Thank you, yeah. I discovered fun at 35.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, I think relating it to the Christmas spirit would be fucking hilarious. I like
that, yeah. The giant buildup, and sometimes you open it and it's just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
All the lead up for Christmas being like edging for the holidays.
Yeah. Oh,
even if itself a hilarious.
Yeah, oh my god! Yeah, great. If we could get a Mariah Carey, that'd be fun.
And you know what? What might be funny too is like if Christmas is like the lead up, and then like the build up, and then like Christmas is the good orgasm, but like. Yeah. The lead up and build up to New Year's is like the bad orgasm. And New Year's is terrible.
Oh,
and like it's
shorter.
Not, yeah, it's shorter. And like you're
oh
like,
my God.
You rush into it.
If you've ever tried to like go again, yeah, like almost right away, yeah. You're like, yeah. Oh, fucking.
Oh, that's the perfect.
Yeah.
You're exhausted.
Yeah. You're like not. You're like 75% as hard as you should be.
Ow.
Yeah. You're like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing this? I'm too old. There's so much pressure to enjoy myself. Like.
Oh my God.
New Year sucks.
Yes.
New Year sucks.
100% overrated.
Oh God. And you got to go back to work.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's so much, like, I feel like there's so much pressure to have a good New Year's because it's like, it's going to set the tone for the rest of my year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God giving you a desire to get your butt licked, but also a hairy butt. Shit is brutal.
That's fucking mean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I do another Sorry. Bit?
Yeah, do it.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Thanks for validating.
I'm just curious about. I'm just curious about like all experiences. You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
No guys have like a clean shaven asshole. Like unless like they're like really into like I feel like most. Guys who have like a very clean shaven asshole are probably like real experienced in that department.
Yeah. They're like professional.
You're bleaching.
Yeah, it's
waxing. You're
yeah.
This leads very well actually into the premise.
Go
I
for
propose.
It.
Very good.
Sometimes I wish I was gay.
That does lead.
Oh God, it seems way more fun. It seems cool. It seems like. The community seems to be supported by men and women. I think a lot of straight men have a desperate desire for support and just no way to go about it. Conversations around sex also seem easier, especially around getting to it. Like, gay guys can consistently meet people on Grindr, invite them over just to trade blowjobs. That's lovely. The girls I meet tend to want to wait for the second date, despite there being obvious chemistry and a sexy vibe heading in that direction on the first date. It just feels like in that situation, there are so many other people in the room. You know, her mom, my mom, the friends she's worried I'd tell that she doesn't want to seem like a hoe to. Her own friends for the same reason. Doo-wop by Lauryn Hill, you know. Some guys are only about that thing. Jesus, the pilgrims. Like, girls, let's just be you and me and make each other feel good. You've got nice skin I want to touch. I don't know. These are just I know, I hate it. Like, this is good. You guys are witnessing, like, why we work this out with friends.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I also think that, I don't like that, like, whole, like, I'm not, like, trying to be, like, we should have sex if we, like, feel like we're, like, if it's, like, going in that direction. I don't like that angle anymore. I also think that gay men, especially in the process of coming out, prepares them for difficult and honest conversations with others. Like, it takes a lot to know yourself that well and then to declare it to an opposing world. I think straight women also have a deep desire to feel entirely comfortable and fully honest from men. So gay men fit right in. That dress makes you look fat, bitch. Oh my God, I had a sneaking suspicion that none of my girlfriends would say it. It was just queen energy. Love it, girl.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't overreact on that.
I know.
The opener is so strong.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I was gay.
I know.
It's gonna bring down the house.
Take it or leave it. Something I thought about when you were at the start, when you're talking about like sleeping on the first date.
Yeah.
You know, there's that whole thing where on Tinder, people's like bios were like, "Oh, we'll say we met at the DMV," or like,
mm-hmm.
"We'll say like." Is there something funny about saying to someone like, "Oh, we can say we fucked on the second date"? Like, don't worry about it. Like, we'll just tell everyone that.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's just, like, that's such a... It's just, like... That's such an annoying position to, like, try to defend. I, like, don't even want to... I don't even really feel that way anymore. Like, I've been, like, annoyed with sex.
You're all right.
In my life. Yeah, like, I feel kind of like I need to... Like, this is, like, screwing my brain up. Like, I need to...
You're doing it wrong.
I'm doing it wrong.
Your brain should not be involved. It's mostly about genitals.
Yeah, I'm fully aware. Yeah, like exactly.
Those ear holes are not the right size.
Oh my God.
Sometimes I wish
the
I was
the fact tiny. That I'm taking Cialis as like 31-year-old man indicates that the brain is too involved sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They tell you like, you know, if you stop, if your erections get like less hard, just tell your doctor. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I tell my doctor basically whatever. Like, he just gets to know the truth that I don't tell other people, like my wife or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this is happening. He's like, oh, so you want some Viagra? I'm like, earnestly, I wasn't coming here for it, but okay. And it's great. it's like, yeah, holy fuck. Like, you know, you talked a little bit about like that second time. Like, yeah, no, I'm just ready to go. Like,
yeah.
Nothing works, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Just like, yes, it gets you very hard.
Yeah. Sorry, just
I'm making eye contact with you when I.
One thing that I thought about was when you were talking about how you get in your head, and like there could be something funny in being like, this isn't really on your premise, but it's kind of adjacent. Like, some guys won't sleep with you again for the like you think guys won't sleep with you again from the first date because like. They're like being chauvinistic or like they're only, but like, I won't sleep with you again for the first day because I'm so in my head that I'm so stressed out about it, that I'm overthinking it, that I don't want to like actually go there again because I'm just like so in my head about it.
I've had the at least the way that I was thinking about it when I wrote that bit initially was like, I had like gone on some dates and like the dates went well and like, there was like kind of a vibe that was good. Like, you know, like have a kiss at the end of the night, the kiss results in like both people kind of pulling on each other, you know what I mean? And I was like, and then it's like, oh, would you like to like go back to my place? And then maybe we would, and then we wouldn't have. So they're like, then they would get there and they wouldn't want to, and that's of course fine, and everybody can make their own decisions when they want to. And then we go on the second date and it's just like, I wish we could just like fuck before we went to dinner, because like, because it is like kind of all I'm thinking about now, and like that's not like, and I'm aware of like how fraught that perspective is, but like, I don't think I'm like a gross person. I'm just like, I got very horny the last time and I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm like I wish we would have done it on the first date so that it could have just like been a part of what we do already, and then it wouldn't be like anticipating it. So like the second I found myself in those situations on second dates, like not being as good of like a conversationalist or something, because
your dick's so fucking hard.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that women should do it based on their comfort, as opposed to like thinking about whether or not it's gonna like make a guy feel uncomfortable or make a guy feel like they're,
well, that's,
you know, like, because like for me, like any, like all of my long-term relationships, including the one that I'm in where I'm engaged now, I slept with a person on the first date, and like I was feeling the vibe, I went for it. Like, I never had qualms about that. And if, like, a guy ever judged me for that, then that is not the guy that I should have been with.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if a woman wants to take her time to get to know a guy and feel comfortable, of course, take all the time that you want. But if you're just, like, if there's a vibe and you're wanting to sleep with a guy, but you don't sleep with him because you feel like the guy's going to judge you, or there's something wrong with doing that on the first date, then, like, I feel like that's something that...
Yeah, that's what, like, me trying to say, like, how many people are, like, in the room with us right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like there's a lot of other things that are like coming into this, and like, yeah, you don't know people. Like, I understand all of this, you know, like I wish we knew each other better already, you know, like,
yeah,
or I wish there was like an easier way. I think the heart of the bit is just that like it feels hard. I know that there's so much stigma around like guys being creeps and guys being coercive and guys being aggressive and physically overbearing and all of these things. Like, I'm fully aware of all those things.
I don't think I am judging
that way, and I am frustrated, and I get frustrated
with the blue balls.
Being seen through that with the blue balls. No, being like perceived through that lens when I feel like I understand that I am not like that. And it, like, I don't know. I think I spent some time being frustrated with women being that way
But it's
and
more it, than
and that's
that.
Like, and I shouldn't be, and I shouldn't be frustrated with them. I should be like, men, like, be better. Fucking, you're fucking, you're all fucking you other men are cock blocking me right now. I would.
That's a funny angle.
Yeah.
That's how to make
it's not just like that stigmatization. Sure. Yeah. Like, it's also like a lot of like women feel that like a man is gonna like judge her and not want to be around her again once he slept with her.
I which is also like, men, which is also like based on
no, it's based on
it's not just men necessarily.
It's also based on like super old time
and moms like their mom, exactly. You know, yeah, exactly. Their mom's in the room with us, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you won't buy the cow if you get the milk for free. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good line.
Yeah. All those other guys who are cockblocking you are in that restaurant with you, cockblocking you currently, right? Like, they are the ones in your head.
Yeah.
All these other
maybe
guys
that's something funny, actually, the thing with the cow. It's like, yeah, like, you won't buy the cow if you get the milk for free. It's like, yeah, but, like, if I have the cow, then I can get the milk whenever I want.
Yeah. You're the cow. Yeah. We're here together right now.
The milk is right there.
Yeah. Look, you're beautiful cow.
Yeah, then I can enjoy the cow. Yeah, I can hang out with the cow when I'm not just getting milk from it.
Yes, that's a good, I agree. Like, it's not just about that. The original bit was about wanting to be gay, not trying to get women to sleep with me on the first date consistently.
I
was like ready to abandon that premise, and I was just reading off of my phone, and I was like, oh no, I didn't want to talk about this.
No, can't get out of your head.
It was just a first draft, everyone, if we've all made it this far.
I had an idea for a should have said that combines the two.
But combines it, what?
Your bit and my bit. All right, should have said. Chris, you're a gay man who knows a lot about making other men come hard. And you are explaining it to your best friend, Lisa, who is feeling very like societal pressure to sleep with a man, but like wants it to be special. I bring you to come talk.
Hey, what's going on? So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Oh. Yeah, getting after it. You know how I do.
You love to do that.
You know.
So I've been seeing a guy.
Oh my God. Tell me everything.
He's hot and I like him. Of course. And, you know, we've gone on a date.
Oh.
Yes.
So things are pretty serious.
They're serious.
Wow.
And okay. I'm feeling confused about whether or not I should bang him, and it's been a little while, so okay. But I'm feeling so I know that you love that to bang, so yes. I was wondering if you could help me reconcile those feelings.
Yeah, I've been around the block a few times. I'm glad you came to see me. Let's start with that.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Do you have like all of your materials? Like the rubber bands and
maybe it has been a while.
Yeah.
Rubber band for his penis? The testes?
You're gonna want multiple of different strengths to warm up to.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You're gonna want to look like a tie-dye shirt.
Oh, me? Okay.
Both parties. Actually.
I see. Okay, yes. So elastics. Yeah. And how do I introduce these?
You're gonna want to put them on yourself first.
Surprise.
So you're ready to go.
Surprise. Close off.
Yes.
Elastic surprise.
As you can tell, it's gonna take a long time. And when things are getting real hot and heavy, you don't want to waste any time.
No. Elastics on. Mm. Close off. Elastics on.
Yeah.
All right. I got it. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah. I think it has been a while because I had not encountered that. What else?
Things move very fast in this day and age.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't blame you for falling behind.
Okay.
Thank you so much. How do you introduce
what
this?
Else?
Well, I mean, maybe they've already done this.
Elastics?
Yeah.
Oh, is that boring? Maybe I'll be boring if I...
Like maybe they are already familiar with it.
Should I get stronger elastics?
Yes, that's going to help.
A double ply.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there like a place where I maybe can put them that would be unsurprising or would be surprising in a good way? Like in my neck.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting this very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 This is good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Yes. I'm glad.
Yes.
One around the head.
Yeah. Yep. Love it. Okay. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
All right. I like that.
Yep.
I could do that.
One thing that might surprise you is, like, you know, when you're done, when this happens, is what his cum smells like.
Oh.
And see.
Because when our eyes did meet, girl, you know I was packing heat.
Anybody else got any more bits?
I got a totally wacky one that I'm like, I'm so scared to do on stage.
Do it.
I feel like this is the appropriate, this could total flop.
Sure. Yeah.
So I went to New York a few years ago, lived there for a few months. And one thing that I think, like, whenever you travel, you kind of don't want to look like a sore, like, you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. You kind of want to, like, integrate a little bit into the society. So I was particularly nervous about doing that. And I was just like, I just happened to be on Duolingo at the time. And I found out that there's a New York accent, like a New York accent on Duolingo.
Really?
Is that real?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, this is interesting. I'll do this. And I click it and the bird pops up and it's just like, what the fuck are you, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. Like, and he's like, hey, fuck off. You know, don't bother me. And then I was like, oh, you think you know better than me, fucking bird? Like, what the fuck? And then, like, that was, like, it got, like, ding, yeah. Like, the first lesson.
Yeah, yeah, I was waiting, yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for, like, some, like, Duolingo, yeah. Like, yeah, like.
Yeah, yeah, like, what like the thing, what the lesson is.
Yeah, yeah,
or,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And also, yeah, it's not premise. A real thing.
Yeah, yeah, at yeah. All, but, I love that premise.
But.
I feel like you could also go back to, like, when it's like, you're like, yeah, I haven't been in New York for a few years, but every so often I get the notification like, hey, where you been, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Hey, I'm waiting here. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, every yeah, couple yeah. of months. Like, yeah. Like, you'll barely come to see me.
Yeah.
It's like I'm dead to you. What are you doing?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. No, that's great.
I got to work on my New York accent. I was not ready
yeah, yeah.
to do that.
You reminded me a little bit of Tony Soprano at a bit yeah. there. So we went a little New Jersey, yeah.
Any more notes on the joke? I like the reminder every couple months of, like, being friends with the bird.
Yeah.
I like the joke starting with the arguing with the bird and then honestly just jumping to, like, we're friends now and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, because there is, like, an antagonism to, there's, like, a, I think the phrase is, like, nice, not warm or something, like, about, like, New York, like, New Yorkers, like, they'll help you, but they'll call you, like, a fucking idiot or something.
Yeah. I've been there for, like, 3 days in my entire life, and it does feel that way, where they're just, everyone's willing to talk to you and help you, and then, like, just kick you down the street. Fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, like, get out of the fucking way. Get the,
yeah.
Move and to the sidewalk.
And Duolingo's, like, notorious for, like, sending, like, tons of notifications when you, like, stop. So, like.
Well, and being, like, guilting you,
yeah,
too,
guilting
right?
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't visit anymore?
What, are you too much of, of a pussy to learn this language?
Yeah, you too good for New York? What are you doing, man?
What,
you've been in Jersey? What is it?
Aren't there also, like, I don't know, if there were some, like the way in which Duolingo has little lessons, like, sometimes they, like, ask you to, like, speak into the...
Yes.
Like, speak into the mic?
Yes.
Or, right?
Or, like...
So you can be like, all right, yeah, now give us your best forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
you'd say, and you'd, like, say it maybe, like, badly, and then they'd be like, forget about that.
Yeah.
Again.
No gabagool for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the start, the first lesson, like, I gotta get better at, like, ramping up to a full New York accent, but then the next
I
one
think
being,
well
like,
I also think the slight misdirect of, like, it being, like, a slightly more, like, cheery welcome, like, oh, you've chosen to, like, use, like, you can, like, still do, like, have, like, a New York accent, but, like, if they're like, oh, thank you, like, welcome to, like, learning
the New York accent, you fucking idiot. Like, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Like having, I think, like, not jumping into it right away, like having it be kind of nice and then give it. Because, like, people, you say, like, learn the New York accent, and people are like, all right, when's he going to say forget about it? Or, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if you, like, have a beat where you don't, like, don't give it to people, like, right away.
Ratchet up the tension. Yeah.
Like, my heart is set a little bit with, like, trying to structure the joke like I stumbled into the lesson. Yeah. And I shouldn't have said accent. I should have said, oh, it said New York. So I was like, okay, I clicked on that. And then the bird showed up and said,
boom. Oh, that's a good misdirect. Yeah.
New York, like New York English.
Yeah. Just said New York. And I was like, okay, like, what's this?
Yeah.
And then, immediately I'm discussing with the bird.
Yeah.
The Duolingo bird.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'd work.
But yeah. I don't know if it'll work.
Yeah, now I know, so I feel like this is the kind of thing that you like have to do at a mic. Like to people that don't
practice.
Well, no, to like people that don't have the context of like where you're trying to go, you know
yes.
what I mean? Like, that kind of thing you just kind of have to test.
Yeah.
To see like if people understand.
Yeah.
If you could get an I'm walking here in somewhere.
Hey, I'm teaching here.
Yeah, I'm teaching here.
That's good.
I'm anything here, it just
I'm
kills every time.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting here.
Well, like, what are some of the things that like, you typically learn, like, in a first Duolingo list? Like,
how to order.
Oh, yeah.
A slice. Give me a slice.
Slice.
Give me a slice.
I'm like,
or can I get a
best
slice?
Best pie in town.
No, they say, I'm going to get a slice.
Oh, okay.
That's the, I'm going to get.
I'm going to get.
I'm going to get a slice.
Oh, yeah, you could do, like, a back and forth. Like, I'd like to get a slice. No, I'm going to get a slice.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a slice.
Yeah. I'm going to get a chopped cheese on a roll with hot peppers.
Yeah, you said get, like, some of the New York lingo for, like, the bodegas and stuff like that.
Yeah. I like this bit.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny.
I was so scared to do it. I wrote it so long ago. And I was like, I'm not doing this. It's too weird.
No, it's funny.
It's not, very funny. Yeah,
yeah, it's not weird. It's not funny. Weird, funny. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like it.
Cool. Because only you got a thing that I just got to get.
Thanks for listening to Shoulda Said. If you liked what you had to hear, we really appreciate if you could subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast machine that you happen to use. If you really enjoyed it, tell a friend. And don't forget, review in iTunes. Remember, only 5-star reviews are allowed. Doesn't matter what you write in there, 5 stars. 5 stars and I wish you would die? Totally fine. Thanks again. You'll hear from us soon. Cheers.
Shut the fuck up.